huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob, and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. We're having a chuckle here because I'm in the room with three very good friends, and we're just doing a little bit of a brainstorm, and we're talking about how to grow Facebook groups, which is a very niche thing, and Facebook groups are a big thing now. I think our Facebook groups are our fourth or our fifth biggest lead source, which is quite big considering, you know, our companies are often doing £15 million a year plus sometimes. So one of the ways, some of these are going to be a little bit hacky. So you take and use what you feel you should use. I'll start with the non-hacky ones. So the first thing is on your own profile and on your own page, I would say once every 10 days, put a little compelling pitch to join the group. So often people will go, join my group. Well, no one wants to join a group because we're all in a million groups. I'd love to join a group if I can buy a product for £5 and sell it for 20. I'd love to join a group if there's an inner circle of online sellers who are all helping each other make a few grand a month. So the key when you post on your profile, if you have a page, is to give them a little bit of a reason, a little small pitch to join the group. The next thing you can do is you can start an article and write the first few lines and say, hey, the rest of the article is in my online sellers group. That's number one. Number two is you can email your contacts, any that you have, and say, hey, look, I've got an online sellers community. It's a community. It's not anywhere where we sell things. But if you're interested in online selling, you know, that's what I'm focused on now. You can join it for free. It's the second thing you can do. Now, I'm telling you this assuming you're not an internet marketer. And there are many things you can do if you're an internet marketer. The third thing is put a link at the bottom of your email and make sure that's also on your mobile, because you'll naturally get a few then. The next thing you can do is you can run a competition. So I've run competitions or incentives where, for example, let's say I wanted to grow my LinkedIn profile. I was getting 200 a day people from pretty much from Facebook onto LinkedIn because I was giving them bonuses or gifts or reason to come and follow me on LinkedIn. So let's say, I might give them a free copy of my money book. If I didn't feel I could afford to give free copies of books, if I thought I was going to get a lot, I might give them a PDF version of my actual book money or some kind of valuable bonus. You might give a list of, Steve, all the stores where you can get products cheap and all the times that they do the sales and that kind of stuff. So sometimes people assume free things have to be reports, but they can be spreadsheets. I'll give you another example. I mean, if you could get a list of all the Facebook groups where you could go in and sell and offer your services, that would be quite a valuable thing, because there's a million Facebook groups, but if you're a property investor, you could get a list of the best 20 property groups or the best recruitment groups or whatever. So be creative about what you give away. I can imagine if you're on arbitrage, here are the 22 days a year where you usually get all the cheap products that you can then sell at a higher price, and then book them a year in advance in your diary. Because it's funny, things like Black Friday always catch me out. Oh, shit, it's Black Friday next week. You want to be like thinking about that months before. So that might be a valuable bonus, for example. So that's the third thing, I think, that you can do. There are quite a few Facebook groups where their rules are very relaxed. There are quite a few Facebook groups where you can't breathe without being banned. So whatever your niche is, you want to go onto Facebook and search that niche. So if you're in, for example, my group's called the Disruptive Entrepreneur. So I'm entrepreneurs, business owners. So if I search business in the Facebook bar, which is essentially a search engine, it'll bring up posts, groups, people, etc. related to business. Hit the tab which says groups and it'll give you all the business groups. And then I'll go join, 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 join. I won't join really small ones, but just initially you join them all. Then I'll search, what else? Entrepreneur. And then they'll have the entrepreneur groups. Disruptive Entrepreneur will come up. There's a few others. Hit the groups tab. So then you just get the groups and not just all the posts. Join, 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 join. What other words might you have for business? Entrepreneur. It might be e-commerce. Leverage. Try and think of words. Put business and entrepreneur into the thesaurus and find related words. Because, you know, not all groups that are about business are called business. So there's a good one called 4N Networking that's got 25,000 members. Now, you wouldn't be able to find that on a search. So you find the related ones. Now, one of these days, what I'm going to do is I'm going to compile a list of all these groups and I'm going to have them as a bonus because it's really valuable. But they do change over time. Then what you do is you go in them all, because it is annoying when you're a member of 100 groups and you know that 15 of them are worth your time and the rest aren't. So then what you do is you go in them all. Now you look at some and you think, oh, well, there's no posts. So you immediately exit. You go in another one, think it's just a spam fest. Exit. You go in another one and there's lots of posts, but there's no comments. You exit. And then you see a few and think, wow, there's loads of posts. There's like 100 comments on that post. And you stay. And then on each one, you read the group rules. Now, some of them, you can only really do content marketing, or you can only give value, which is still good. And if you do good content marketing, people will come and follow you, join you, etc. I think content marketing is great, as we talked about earlier. But there'll be others where there's no real rules. And I, in one of them, because, you know, look, if there's no rules, there's no rules. So in one of them, I went, I don't know if you're into entrepreneurship, but if you are, just tag yourself in and I can add you into an entrepreneurs group. I've got 350 members to my entrepreneurs group. Just doing that in one group. And it's fine because there are no rules. I always check the rules first because I think that's, some people just go into groups and just immediately break the rules. And I don't think that, I've probably done that in the past, been a bit disruptive, but now I'll always try and follow the rules of the group because I think that's good etiquette. But I can think of off the top of my head a few, and I'll give you them, Steve, where you can literally go in and go, hey, I don't know if you're into e-commerce, but this group is for e-commerce members, and you get quite a few. So that's the fourth thing you can do to grow your group. Now, if you are prepared to invest a little bit more money, you can run Facebook ads to grow your group. Now, there's upsides and downsides to this, and I want to warn you, don't go spending loads of money. But I think everyone should be running Facebook ads, even if you don't think you want to run Facebook ads. Here's why. Because as you grow your business, you may want to or need to run Facebook ads. So surely it's best now to spend £5 a day or £30 a week and just start testing them, playing with them, see how they go. Test the different ad copy, test the, when you're getting them to join a group, there's no landing page copy. Because then if you've been doing that for a few months, when you want to actually do a bit of a bigger launch, you think, I could spend a grand on Facebook ads or more. We spend 130 grand a month on Facebook ads now. And I think we should be doing more testing, but I think sometimes when you can spend money, you're lazy. So don't see that as a good thing necessarily. We're less gorilla when we've got more money in the bank. But you'll get to a point where you get your click revenue down from, say, a pound a click to 80 to 50 to maybe 30 to 20 pence a click. And look, if you could buy a group member for a quid, you'd buy 50 every week and see how it goes. I would. If I could buy a member for a quid, I'd buy like 10,000 right now. So I'd probably buy 100,000 right now. So that's another thing that you can do. But obviously, you've got to think about time. And if you want to be doing Facebook ads, I've got a team who do my ads. You've got to think about if you leverage that out or if you get someone else to do it. The next thing is you can send emails to other people. Well, they send emails for you, but other people send emails on your behalf to join your Facebook group. That could also be to listen to your podcast. That could be to email to your database. Now, there's the paid route, which is known in the industry as CPA. So you could go to a list broker. And you could go to them and say, hey, look, I'm looking for people who are in e-commerce who want a second income. And you might be able to pay £1,000 for them to send an email on your behalf to 50,000 contacts. It's a little bit harder with GDPR, but there's still quite a few people that do it. Or you could go to someone and say, hey, if you post about my e-commerce group, when it's your turn to launch, I'll post about your property company and do a little reciprocal or JV. Have you got a podcast yet? I can't remember if you have. No. So if you do have a podcast, you can obviously mention on your podcast that you've got a Facebook group. I'd probably say of the 330 episodes I've done on Disruptive Entrepreneur, I reckon one in every 15, maybe 20, I'll say, hey, look, come and join the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. And I won't just say, come and join a Facebook group. I'll say, hey, look, that's where 12,000 of the podcast listeners are engaging, debating, discussing, helping each other, where you can get questions answered by me, which obviously you can't on the podcast. So I reckon that's a good start. There's probably a part two somewhere in that. But thanks for listening. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.